Hi there, Ryan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Lulu wanted me to get on the line. Of course, get you the details of our service, how it works, what's included, answer any of your questions. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate, she's got your business officially as a new business. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. How's yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. So, you know, I know that Lulu does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No, not really.
Okay. Perfect. So, you know, our job, of course, is to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that people in your area are able to find your business and that they've got the reasons why they would pick up the phone and call you. Now, obviously, you use Google yourself. You know that you won't be the only company that pops up on that first page, but the ones that do call you will be calling you directly and specifically and calling you after seeing a website that will build for you. So we want, of course, to be able to showcase your work and talk about your services that will also be backlinked to almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything that the search engines search for when someone does a keyword search. Now, Lulu put in the notes here that 60 miles being the furthest. Do you regularly travel beyond 30 or 40, 50 miles?
We will travel beyond like 40, 50 miles if it's a pretty substantial project.
Okay.
Typically, okay, like, you know, an addition or a remodel type thing.
Okay.
But if it's just a service call, we'll respectfully let them know that it's not worth the money.
Right. And, you know, otherwise you would have to charge a trip fee, which isn't really in their best interest when they can find someone a little closer. And, I mean, you're still just barely breaking even with that going all the way out there. So the reason that I ask you that is we can definitely and fairly easily cover 50, 60 miles, but it takes the addition of paid ads to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's most profitable for you to be found. And, of course, when we're doing that, we are creating ads that are specifically for those bigger types of jobs that would be worth your while to go out there. The local campaign is designed, I would say, for your area for about a 25, maybe 30-mile radius. So that's Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. It's almost 70 directories, everything that talks about your services and reinforces the fact that you're in that area providing those services. That's what gets indexed when someone types in those types of keywords, electrical service or electrician near me or panel upgrade or whatever they might type in, room addition, rewire, whatever it is. You know, your business will pop up. You'll have the website. You'll have those directories talking about those services. Without the ads, though, it might end about 30, 40 miles because Google knows that, you know, businesses in the local area might not even want to be found that far away, and you know, people won't want to pay a trip fee for something like that. So it's built into the system. Like I said, the ads would take care of the rest, but it's a separate price for the paid ads. You don't pay for the individual clicks, though, but it's just an extra $100 to have us run those ads for you. Because you are qualifying for a 50% reduction in the cost of any package, so the difference ends up being 100. You save 300 off the bigger package, 200 off the smaller package. But the local campaign is part of both packages. You would save $200 every month for the local campaign, bringing what would have been $399 down to just the $199. That would be the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no third party involved. You're not paying for the lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Calls will simply come directly to you. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about real quick is the Angie Leads, the home advisor profile that Lulu attached here. I think she found it when she was looking for a website for you. I know that's a very different service. I know that's a pay-per-lead service. Are you using it currently? Are you paying for those leads right now?
Yeah, we're using Angie Leads. We also advertise on Facebook.
Oh, you do? Oh, Okay. How are the Facebook ads working out for you?
They're doing all right. We just recently started using. So we're just like, we're going through different, you know, websites and apps.
Sure. No, that's definitely understandable. In fact, the $299, saving $300 off of $599, that would actually be for Facebook ads. The extra $100 would go directly towards paying for Facebook ads. So if you are running Facebook ads on your own, then we wouldn't need to do that for you. We can do paid Google ads as well. It was about a year ago, though, that Google increased the minimum required ad spend from $100 a month to $300 a month. So it's not necessarily budget-friendly for everyone, but that's another way that we can target beyond a 30-mile radius. But I think, you know, for the services that you do right now, and of course you're still going to get those bigger jobs just closer to home, that local campaign might be ideal for you. Now, what I would love to do, let me see if I can just go ahead and push through that promo code here. Lulu's got your business just officially as new, and I think it's because you're new as the owner of the company, right? Taking over the existing business?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so I'm going to actually put in a website at no additional cost. Of course, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there do have a website to look at and the compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. Now, the calls that come to you, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small jobs, it's still just that flat rate, the $199. Now, of course, you do not have to stop using the Angie Leads because it's a separate service. A lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, though, whether it's the one that you have or, say, Thumbtack or Networks, Crapjack, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners actually prefer to have calls come directly to them versus chasing down leads. And you would probably, and happily so, do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on those leads. You might cap them at a lower amount or just keep them paused more often. Some of my clients actually do shut the leads off altogether. Now, we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to on vacation. As long as you're using the service, though, the promotional rate for a new business is not an introductory rate, so it's not ever going to balloon up on you later on. It really does amount to an assistance program to make it more affordable for young companies, because although there are no long-term contracts, we know that your success is our success and that our clients do stay with the service long-term. So I know you probably got some questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you think you might want for your business, that first page placement and more phone calls?
It would be, but my question is, the $199 a month for the local service that you were mentioning, is that a monthly?
It would be, yeah, that would be month to month, and it is a 50% reduction in the cost of the service. Now, the one thing that I would be willing to do here, in addition to including the website, is to waive the setup fee. Now, there's normally a setup fee involved because of all of the time, the resources, and in some cases, a direct cost that we'll incur to create the necessary content to get you on that first page to begin with, and then, of course, we have to keep it updated and optimized to keep your placement on that first page. But I'd be willing, in fact, in this case, partly because you're a young company, or at least a new owner, and also because I know that paying for leads can be pretty pricey, I want to make this affordable enough for you to kind of use the service, use the tracking system, see how effective it's working. I think you would want to continue to use the service once we get those phone calls coming directly to you, especially if we can even get not just the service work, but the bigger install jobs closer to home, get those folks calling your phone. So I'd be happy to waive that setup fee. It would be just the $199 out the door there with the website included. Not only would the initial construction of the website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included at no additional cost. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you would see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, individual directories, or for the website itself. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. People, though, can't fill out the lead form, tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done. When they fill that form out on the website, you do get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Did you have any additional questions?
No, I think you pretty much covered it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of work on our end, a comprehensive service, everything necessary to get you and keep you on that first page. On your end, though, it's fairly simple. I mean, although you do get detailed reports, we know for a fact that some of our clients never even access their reports. I think they just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? And if someone says, you know, I saw your website on Google, that's enough for most people to know that the service is working. Now, like I said, you know, big jobs are small. However many jobs you're getting, it's just that fixed flat rate. So it's a lot easier to budget for than something like a lead-based service where it does vary week to week. Depends on how many leads you get and even depends on how much each lead costs. I think a lot of business owners find comfort in the fact that they know in advance how much our service bills. It would bill once a month for the exact amount. In this case, it would be that $199. Now, do you have any photos that we would be able to put on a website for you? Photos of your service vehicle or crew, anything like that?
I have pictures of work we have done in the past.
Yeah.
I also have a logo.
You do. Perfect. Yeah, one of the very first things that we would do if you decided to move forward would be to put you through to a client interview technician. We would schedule that call for later. It's about a 30-minute phone call where we would want to know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We would use that logo. We would ask you to email the logo and email photos over to us. And, of course, we can always update any information or content or add photos further on down the line. Being that it is a month-to-month service and that flat rate, exactly $199, the website's included, of course, and I would be waiving that setup fee. Would that be something that you would want at this time for Maldon's Electric to get us going, moving forward with this, kind of use your tracking system as much as you like, hold us accountable, have us earn your business 1 month at a time?
Yeah.
Well, I think Google it, right? I mean, it's what we say and it's what we do, and Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It really is where we go when we don't know who to call. And for a young company, people being able to find you without already knowing the name of your business, finding a website and calling you directly, I think you'll really love the service. I see it as Maldon's Electric. Is that correct? That's how you would want the business to be branded online?
Yes, Maldon apostrophe S Electric. That's what it technically is.
Right.
Legally.
And that's how I have that. I'm looking at the logo. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now. And it looks like Maldon's Electric, of course, no apostrophe in an email, maldonselectric852 at gmail.com. That's a good email address for us to contact you regarding your account?
That is.
Okay. And when we do contact you, Ryan, we use phone, text, and email, and it's, of course, usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. A lot of the times, though, we will just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Probably email would be
email, best. Email preferred. Yeah. And then I did on that Facebook page see the 1210 Lewis Ave. Do customers come to see you there? I mean, do you see clients? I mean, obviously you're service-based. You have to go out to the property to do the work, but do customers ever come to you? I guess my question is, would there be a physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online?
That address is fine.
Okay.
Usually the customers don't come to us, but if it was after hours and they had questions, that's where they can find us.
And you can be there and be found. That's the thing with Google. If you're out in the field and no one's there, they don't want to put an address there. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there and not be able to talk to somebody. But if there is someone there, then we can list that address physically online. And then, Ryan, what is your last name, sir?
Malden.
Oh, just like the business. I never do M-A-L-D-E-N. I never do want to assume. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I did see listed 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, closed Saturday and Sunday. Are those accurate hours for you?
Those are.
Those are, okay. So, like I said, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at that client interview calendar to set up that follow-up call. The other thing that I would do, and it is actually required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does, in fact, get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, in this case, waiving your setup fee, of course, reducing the cost of the service as a month-to-month fixed rate, that we're including the website, et cetera. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, Ryan, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay, give me just a quick second here. Let's get that set up. Okay, so Ryan, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Malden, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to be branded online?
Malden's Electric. Malden apostrophe S. Electric.
Okay. Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Malden, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Ryan Christopher Malden, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And, Mr. Malden, as the owner of Malden's Electric, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, I am authorized.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ryan, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am authorized.
Okay. As you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, phone calls, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ryan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, and as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. So we are already aware of the Angie leads. We know you've got a Facebook page. Looks like you do already have a Yelp listing, but it might have an old phone number on there. It looks like it's got 384-9657. We'll fix that. In fact, that's why I'm asking. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. So, of course, we want to make sure that all of your information is accurate. We will make sure that we, of course, create that website, and it does appear that the 1210 Lewis is listed on a few directories, and it is, since you said, a place where people can go. We would continue to have that information listed on the new directories as well. Of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to, but we are saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. And also, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. That's fair enough. Right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the reducing of the subscription cost itself, waiving the setup fee, website being included, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, would be charged today, the 25th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Ryan, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Mr. Malden, is included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As we do offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract, of course that means you can discontinue the agreement altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and again you can pause the service whether you need to go on vacation, get more work than you can take on. The service can in fact be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Malden, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ryan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Malden, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And Ryan, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
A Visa.
And on that particular card, is it simply Ryan Malden? Is the middle initial of C on there or the business name?
It is the business name.
The business name on that particular card. Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with the 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. The number would be 4227.
Okay.
0860.
Yes, sir.
855. One.
Okay.
2570.
All right. And then the expiration month and year?
06/23.
06 of 2023. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
515.
turn. So I've got 5/15 on the back in June, or 06 of 2023 for the expiration. And then real quick, that card itself was at 42/27/08/60/85/51/25/70.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the 1210 Lewis Ave, 81050?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on there and the hours of operation. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, let me grab something right here.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
All righty, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Once again, that's 877-635-6225. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now you will, Ryan, receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email, or emails are sent every couple of minutes through our automated system in bulk. But when you receive either the text message or the email, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other thing that I need to do on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call does, though, only take about 25, 30 minutes. Let's see. The next available... might be a little bit short notice to get you in at 9 o'clock, although I might be able to make a special request. If not, the first available would be 10 o'clock. Looks like with the one exception of 3 o'clock, we could do even all the way up to 4. So anything as early as 10 o'clock, as late as 4 o'clock, with the exception of 3 o'clock, somewhere in the middle there, what would you prefer? Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. The call is scheduled by the hour, but it takes place in the middle of that one-hour window. It's about a half-hour phone call.
I would prefer something earlier than later.
Earlier than later. The earliest that I can get you in without making a special request would not be this next hour, but the hour after that at 10 o'clock. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. So it'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call would probably get to you a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone around 10:30. If I'm available, I will be on that call, too, to introduce you to your client interview technician. Sometimes I'm, on a phone call when that happens. So what I want to do then in that case is to set up a security question here for you. This is for your protection as well as for ours. Anybody calling you and telling you they're affiliated with Local Splash, they would know unprompted my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also know both the question and the answer that we'll set up here. You have three choices: mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Can I get mother's maiden name?
Sure. And then what is the answer?
It would be Flores.
F-L-O-R-E-S?
Yes.
Okay, so I have to enter it in twice. Okay. It's also for your protection, too. Anyone who calls us and says that they are affiliated with Malden's Electric would need to know that answer before we would speak with them. That's for your protection as well. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
I did. I received a text message with a link.
Mm-hmm. You did. Okay, perfect. So the link does go to the written terms and conditions, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 does prefer Bing. So we'll also optimize your business there. We want you to get the maximum number of phone calls. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 directories. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. On the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, simply type in your first and last name. It is case sensitive and it needs appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it, but there is a space between first and last name. Once you've got Ryan Malden in that box, simply click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the price to the fixed rate of $199, that we're including the website, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business at that address, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I see that right now.
Okay, perfect. You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and reporting system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this case. We do need to do the client interview first to create the content that we will then allow you to track. I can give you the username already, but there is not a password set up yet. Once your account is active and you can access your tracking system, we'll send by text and email both the username and a default password. You can change that password once you're into your account. Some people never change it. Either way, that's fine. I also just sent you a calendar invite directly to your email address, and it does, in fact, have your username on it. The username is simply the phone number we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. The username cannot be changed. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include the username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. And then we can forward that out to the right department. When you do the client interview in the 10 o'clock hour, they'll give you the photos@localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly. In the beginning, we'll ask you to email those photos, or we can pull them off of your Facebook page if you like. But once your client dashboard is active, another thing that you can do, not just track your success, you can request content changes through your client dashboard. You can upload photos through your client dashboard. Of course, print out tax invoices for tax purposes. And, of course, advertising your business is a tax write-off. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I'm available at that 10 o'clock hour, shortly after 10 o'clock, I will intro your client interview technician once I know who it will be. If not, they will call you directly. But other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, too, Mr. Malden. Ryan, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Yes, you too.
All righty. Thank you. Take care.